Stephen Donnelly is ordering a review into urgent and emergency care capacity in the Midwest region to determine whether a second emergency department alongside that at University Hospital Limerick is required there. Overcrowding at UHL is consistently the worst in the country. Last month, an inquest into the death of a 16-year-old girl, Aoife Johnson, at their emergency department in 2022 found that the teenager died from medical misadventure in a department described by a consultant there as a death trap then and now. The review is to be carried out by the Health Information and Quality Authority. Minister Stephen Donnelly is on the line now. Stephen Donnelly, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
Local campaign groups have been calling for a second or more emergency department in this region for years. Why are you ordering a review now?
I'm ordering a review now because of what's happened in the hospital in recent months. So what I want is an expert in independent assessment looking at emergency care capacity in the Midwest and including whether or not there is a case for a second emergency department. Why now? Because what we're seeing in University Hospital Limerick over the last number of months is at odds with what's happening around the country. So around the country, there's been a huge increase in capacity in beds, in workforce and community capacity. And our healthcare workers are using that capacity. They're implementing reforms. And what we're seeing is a very important reduction in the number of patients on trolleys. By contrast, in University Hospital Limerick, it's actually had the biggest level of investment. It's had the biggest increase in staff. And in spite of heroic efforts by many of those staff, not only are the trolley numbers in UHL not falling in the last few months, they've actually gone up very considerably on this time last year. And so what I want is an answer for the people in the Midwest as to whether or not, from a patient safety perspective, in spite of the huge investment that's gone in spite of the very significant investment that's underway, we're building, for example, nearly 200 beds on site at the moment, that even with all of that, is there a case uniquely in the Midwest? Because uniquely, it is a region with only one emergency department.
You said events in recent months, and yet HICWA, who you're asking to carry out this review, have been inspecting the emergency department at University of Limerick every year in recent years. In 2022, they found patients at risk from grossly overcrowded emergency department there, found one patient waiting on a trolley for more than 116 hours or almost 5 days. The following year, they found the University Hospital Limerick emergency department to be very overcrowded. This year, based on their inspection last year, they said, given the persistent overcrowding in the department, there are still existed risks of harm to the patients in the emergency department, which were not fully managed by the hospital. You've been health minister since 2020. You've been asked to look again at the Midwest for years. Why are you doing this now with local and European elections on the way?
For exactly the reasons that I've just given you. Over the last few years, over the last 4 years in UHL, there has been a level of investment, a level of increased staff, unlike any other hospital. To give your listeners a sense, UHL now has about 1,200 more healthcare professionals working in it than it did 4 years ago. It's got 108 more beds, 10 of them critical care. We have two new 96-bed blocks being built outside. I was there recently enough and have announced an additional, more accelerated 86 beds. So what we've been doing in UHL is responding to exactly what was required, which was additional capacity. This is capacity that I believe should have been put in place 15 years ago when the reconfiguration of those emergency departments was done. We're putting it in place. We're doing it fast. But what I've seen in the hospital over the last few months is that where other hospitals around the country are succeeding in using this extra capacity to drive down the number of patients on trolleys, in UHL, not only is that not happening and not only are they not standing still, but there's been about a 40% increase in the number of patients on trolleys. I believe, and the HICWA report that you referenced, the recent one, it was very thorough. It referenced that reforms are happening, so we're now beginning to see senior decision makers on site in the evenings or the weekends. But the HICWA report was very clear that these reforms still have a long way to go, and it's one of the ongoing engagements I have with the senior leadership in the hospital.
Yes,
which
but
is
it also, Minister, found, to be fair, it also found that overcrowding remained persistent in the department. We've also had, in recent weeks, in the last 6 weeks, inquests into the deaths of Aoife Johnson in the department in 2022 and Martin Abbott in the department in 2019. Both inquests found they died by medical misadventure in very overcrowded, persistently overcrowded emergency departments. Did it take those deaths and those inquests to prompt you to order a review now?
No, it didn't, but I am very conscious of those deaths. I met with Aoife's mum and dad earlier on this year, and what they have been through is heartbreaking. The HSE has quite rightly apologised. I apologise to them, because what happened that weekend shouldn't have happened. For example, there were no senior decision makers rostered to be in the emergency department. There are now. The new consultant contract has made that possible. So I agree with HICLA. I'm very, very conscious of exactly the reports you're talking about and of the persistent overcrowding. That's why we took an approach of capacity and reform, and why I'm taking another step now to say the capacity is either in or has been built on site.
Okay.
We can see it. It's more than any other hospital. The reforms are beginning to happen, and we need to see real clinical leadership now so that they implement what's working in other hospitals across the country. And now I'm taking one additional step, Gavin, which is to say, as Minister, I want an independent, expert view as to whether or not, given the persistent overcrowding, given the very significant increase in population in the region, and the fact that it's an older population, is there a case now for a second emergency department?
Minister, are you looking at a reopening of the emergency department in Ennis, Nina or St John's, or building a new hospital, which could take several years?
I'm not going to preempt that at all. I've spoken with the Chief Executive and the Chair of HICWA and told them that they are to approach this with an open mind. They're to approach it from a patient safety perspective. And I don't want to prejudice what they may say in terms of any of the existing hospitals or indeed a new one. Or by the way, Gavin, they may conclude that actually it is not best for patient safety for a second ED. They may decide that there are other additional things. So I don't want to preempt that.
Stephen Donnelly, Minister for Health, thank you.